Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 7 o'clock on the East Coast. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond. And I am joined by NWF Hall of Fame ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are you tonight?
If I was any better, I'd be twins, and we know how much trouble that would be.
Yeah, let's not terrify the audience now. But what a huge show we have tonight. We're going to recap this past Saturday night's Fairfield and also discuss tomorrow night. That's right, folks, tomorrow night you're going to see the future and the present of the NWF under one roof, NWF Stuffed at 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. And it is a huge, huge, let me rephrase this, huge night of wrestling action. And to help us do this, we have two very special guests. They are two of my favorite people in the entire world. Big Mama and Nikki Victory will be on the show tonight. And let me tell you, I'm sure these ladies have a lot to say, both in regards to what happened in Fairfield, as well as concerning their matchup tomorrow night at NWF Stuffed.
You know, I was in Fairfield and just, wow. That's all I can say is, wow.
That's the polite way to put it.
I mean, I think I say that after every Fairfield show, but just, wow.
Well, you stop and think about all the exciting things that happened this Saturday in Fairfield. I mean, first of all, we kicked the whole night off. We had the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, and two very, very deserving individuals inducted this year. A person who I really kind of grew up in the business with, the technical fitness machine, Tiny Tim. I mean, just absolutely wonderful individual, and really, really kind of, I think, surprised the crowd in his own way. And I'm going to tell you that he's such an amazing person, both to work with and to actually talk to. And I couldn't have thought of a better person to induct this year than him. On top of which, we also inducted the manager of champions, Kirk Shepherd. Go ahead.
And just a note about Tiny Tim. The man is still in phenomenal shape, and he's been retired for how long?
I don't know that he's actually retired. He just,
we don't
see him as often as we'd like. But yeah, it's somebody that, for somebody that I don't think wrestles on a consistent basis anymore, he is. He is probably in the best shape of his entire career. And that's saying something, because Tim has always been in phenomenal shape. And he's the kind of person that shows it doesn't matter if you're 6 feet tall or 10 feet tall or whatever, or 5 foot tall. He goes out there and he puts it all on the line every time. And he showed the fans in Fairfield exactly why he was Hall of Fame material with that matchup he ended up competing in, unbeknownst to everybody that he was going to do that.
Yes. Yes, and we have one of our guests standing by right now, so
let's bring her on.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you, hon?
Doing pretty good.
Good. We were just actually discussing a little bit about Fairfield, how great the Hall of Fame was, and really just some phenomenal, phenomenal matchups.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, we had the Natty Boys taking on the Crimson Mafia. Natty Boys, of course, came out on top in that matchup. Unfortunately, the Mafia, not such great sportsmen, demanding another shot. And I want your opinion. If it would have been you standing in that ring and somebody demanded another shot after all the crap the Mafia pulled, I mean, I thought that was very sportsmanlike of the Natty Boys to say, you can get a shot if you can win your tag, six-man tag next week. And
yeah.
What...
You know, most
what
people, you know, wouldn't have even... Sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you going.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, most people wouldn't have even thought to give them another chance, but that's the one thing I love about the Natty Boys, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Very, very nice individuals. But they, oh my goodness. Well done on their behalf. Not only did they say if they win their match, they can have another shot, but it's a six-man tag. So, of course, you know, that obviously has to give them some hope. Unfortunately for them, the partner for the Natty Boys is none other than Impact Hall of Famer, the Monster Abyss. And the stipulation is, obviously, if the Mafia wins, they get a title shot. If they lose, however, and to me personally, I really kind of hope they lose, they must disband permanently.
Man. I don't know what those two would do without each other.
Right. I mean, I honestly think they need to sometimes, I think there's a real bromance going on there.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Mr. Right Now, Andrew Reed, take on the Titan. Titan got a measure of retribution there. Unfortunately, Andrew Reed just, I don't know what the kid's problem is. I mean, first off, he sits there and he wants to claim, first he tries to claim he's the new Golden Boy, then he tries to claim that he's the new King of the Fight, and then tries to take shortcuts. I do, however, believe we have another caller. Ace, why don't you bring on our second caller here?
Absolutely, we do. Welcome
Hi,
to the show.
Thank you.
Good evening, Big Mama.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
We are fabulous. Glad to have you ladies here on Matt Chat tonight. We were discussing Andrew Reed and the Titan from Saturday night. Now, like I said, Titan got a measure of retribution there. Unfortunately, and I think this was his probably second biggest mistake. I think that sledgehammer to the Titan after he jumped the Titan from behind, which was, in my opinion, mistake number one.
You know, for being Mr. Right Now, Andrew Reed, I really think he's kind of Mr. Uncreative. He can't seem to even pick his own name out. He has to steal everybody else's character name. So maybe he should focus on that a little bit more before stealing everybody else's gimmick.
Absolutely. Awesome. Because we were talking about Hall of Famers earlier. Let's talk about that. Pompano Joe tried to say his homie don't play that challenge was canceled due to nobody accepting that challenge. Lo and behold, who did we see? None other than one of this year's Hall of Fame inductees, the technical fitness machine, Tiny Tim. Big Mama, I know you've been around for a little while as well. You've seen Tim inside, outside that ring. That was a phenomenal contest, and we made the comment earlier. I think that man is in the best shape of his entire career right now.
You know, it's so funny because the last time that I saw him, and it is about when we were approaching him about the Hall of Fame, it was very much, I'm not in shape, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Every time I see the man, he's in better shape. It astounds me. especially with having been out of the ring for so long. And he's just, he is that good. And I've seen him do everything from, I mean, he does absolutely every single genre of wrestling. It is incredible.
Absolutely. He is one of the most talented young men I've ever had the privilege to work with, to watch. And I really hope we get to see more of him in the coming years. We also
I have a
have
feeling
a nice,
he'll be back. I have a feeling.
You know what? I really hope so. I hope you're absolutely right about that, because he's actually, he sets the bar and he sets it high. So you got to love that. We saw the big man, Muldoon, take on Josh Adams. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Josh Adams. He's a great competitor. But I'm going to say, no, he took on some pretty big boys there. I mean, he's taken on Big Cuz. He's now taken on Muldoon, who seemingly couldn't get the job done without help.
I kind of want to hear Nikki Victory's end of this. I'm going to be honest.
That's right. What's your input?
Oh, can you guys repeat that last thing for me?
Yeah, we were talking about Josh Adams and the fact that he seems to be taking on some pretty big guys as of late. I mean, he took on Big Cuz. He took on Muldoon, who he couldn't beat Josh Adams without help. Now, I find that kind of ironic.
Yeah, I agree. I know he's been in the ring with some people who are much bigger than he is. But, I mean, it seems to be working out for him.
I think we're going to see a lot of huge things out of the show, man, in the coming weeks and months here. We saw Hollywood, Adam Swayze, and Gideon Weinstein. I know two people neither of you ladies are very fond of, and personally neither am I. In a handicap match.
Definitely not my two favorite people in the world, for sure.
They took on Jesse Hyde. Now, how is it, even in a handicap match, those two still have to cheat to win? I mean,
I feel like that pretty much accurately describes Adam Swayze's wrestling at this point. I think he throws down and he throws absolutely everything he's got. But I'll give him this. He definitely has picked a great manager to have on his side, because his manager is always right where he needs him to be.
Oh, absolutely. To rub salt in the wound, he actually, unbelievably, he let Gideon pin Jesse. It's like, wow. And I agree, Jesse Hyde deserves another shot at Swayze. Swayze being the little coward that he is, though. Let's just say that he has to earn the shot. The boy needs to learn, if you're going to throw out challenges like that, let your opponent, or the person that's challenging you, you don't let them kick their own opponent. Now, which I take great, which I personally think is hysterical, now put Gideon in a very uncomfortable situation. Because when you return to Fairfield on December the 29th, Gideon Weinstein has to go one-on-one with Jesse Hyde. Now,
I have seen Gideon myself get in the ring and lace up the boots, if you will, down in the middle of Kentucky. I have been on the other side of the ring from him, and I mean, I will give that scrappy guy his due, that he can absolutely do what needs to be done, and well, crawl his way through the ring and make it work for him. I will give him that. And, you know, he might just be able to get some offense in on Jesse Hyde. I'm just saying. But you never know. And let's be honest. We already know Adam Swayze is going to be right there ringside, making sure Gideon's taken care of as well.
Oh, absolutely. In what was probably, in my opinion, the biggest travesty of the night, Ryan Stone retained the NWF Championship against Kalisto. Meaning Kalisto is fired. He is no longer a member of the NWF roster. I truthfully thought Kalisto had that match won, had it well in hand. Damn if Ryan Stone didn't find a way to squeak out another victory.
And you know, I really think that Ryan Stone has made a crux of his career, at least as of late, on relying on Mr. Nate the Snake Kelly. And I think he certainly knows how to work his way around those in power.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to me, this for him, that's really kind of pathetic, because he's not. I've seen the man wrestle. He doesn't need to stoop to this level. He's got the talent. He's just gotten lazy. To me, that's what that boils down to. He's gotten lazy.
I mean, he says he's the greatest villain of all time, and I really think he needs to prove it.
Absolutely. And then the pinnacle of the night, we had the Dozier Memorial Battle Royal honoring one of the great men in the Northern Wrestling Federation. You ladies were a part of that and holding your own quite well until out came Swayze, Gideon, and that love wreck.
It's our fault. We got ourselves distracted. There's no argument there, and I think Nikki would agree with that.
I agree. Yeah, we did get distracted there, but I'm still. It was such an honor to be a part of that battle royal. You know, we've been going on and on about, you know, how we want to get in there with the guys and prove that we're just as good, and I think we got to showcase some of that.
I think we definitely made a statement in the Battle Royal, the Dozer Battle Royal, for sure. I mean, I can tell you that I have received so many messages from so many fans over the last couple of days just saying, I mean, I literally have had someone say, oh, my God, we didn't even realize that you guys could do all of that. So, I mean, I think it's a huge honor. I think it's just a huge honor that we were allowed to be a part of that. And to represent Dozer for that.
Absolutely. And that was a heck of an ending for that battle royal, too. I mean, Aaron Williams comes out victorious. And, of course, such a guy just can't let other people or let the fans even be happy for 2 seconds. Because who decides to rear his ugly head other than Big Cuz, who laid the way not only Christopher Michael Lotus, but the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams. I mean, talk about somebody that walks around with a gigantic stiff on their shoulders.
I'm not going to lie, I was thoroughly shocked. Big Cuz came out to make a statement, and he certainly... He made a statement, and I don't think anybody in the NWF Army is going to forget that.
No, not anytime in the near future. Definitely not. Speaking with some of the competitors we saw in that match, we're actually going to be at NWF Stuff tomorrow night. Kidding. Andrew Reed, as he goes one-on-one with Josh Adams, Now, to me, this is where Andrew Reed's got to step up his game, because Josh Adams has been up on the main roster for a while now, doing quite well for himself, actually. Has a title shot coming up in Wilmington. Yeah. Andrew Reed looking to make his mark, though, tomorrow night at Boone Crushers. We've got, and I want you ladies to weigh in on this, we've got a triple threat match for the Unified Championship. We've got King Kimba versus Andre Makarov versus Alexis Montez. Men who have both individually challenged Alexis Montez, now in a triple threat match for that Unified title. Who's walking out the Unified Champion tomorrow night at Bone Crushers?
And, you know, those three gentlemen are three of the up-and-coming, most athletic, most charismatic guys that I've seen in quite a while. And you do not want to miss that match.
Absolutely not. I mean, you've got the defending champion, Alexis Montez, who has definitely made his mark on the NWF Army, making a mark on the independents. You've got Andre Makarov, who shows that he can get the job done some of the time, so long as he doesn't get distracted. And he's always somewhere got lurking Big Cuz.
Seems to me he's always got Big Cuz right there by his side.
Absolutely. And then you've got the man, Andrew Reed, tossed out of the Future Stars Battle Royal to earn a spot on the main roster. None other than King Kimba. I mean, that's going to be a hard-hitting, fast-paced matchup for that Unified Championship. And you never know. It could be one of the Future Stars walking out, or it could be Alexis Montez retaining, but you'll have to be there tomorrow night to see how that turns out. We've got a traditional Survivor Series match tomorrow night, ladies. You've got Team J, who's got the Icon, Shadow, and Big Cuz on his side, taking on the Titan, the Star Rider, Rudy Rodriguez in D.C. Holloway. Now, the man Roger Ruffin put a nice stipulation on this match. The losing team captain has to wear that dreaded turkey suit.
You know, that turkey suit's been a not-so-pleasant places in the last year. So I pity the guy who's going to have to put that on tomorrow night. I mean, I'm personally hoping that it's Jay Donaldson, let's be honest. It'll look really good with that loser mask he's got on going right now, too.
Absolutely. I mean,
I think the fanny pack would top it all off.
That absolutely completes the outfit right there. And then you ladies got your wish. You have a tag team match tomorrow night against none other than Hollywood Adam Swayze and Rex, the Hollywood Blondes.
You know, this match it's been a long time coming, and I don't think anybody would argue that. This match means a lot tomorrow night. And I think, I know for sure that Rex and Adam Swayze, and probably Gideon, are going to throw absolutely everything that they have at us.
They got more to lose than you got to.
But let's be honest, they have far more to lose than we do. Well, we're going out there to show them that we can hang with them. We belong in the ring, and that is where we deserve to be. Those guys, Well, let's just say they might lose a little bit of dignity. They might lose a little bit of respect. And, well, they might lose a little bit of that smack talk that's been running out of their mouth the last month.
Right, Nikki?
I, if we're lucky, you know, that might tone down just a little bit. You know, one can hope. But, you know, we've been waiting so long for this opportunity, and I know I'm ready to bring it, and I'm sure you are as well, you know. I'm sure they're going to throw a few curveballs here and there, but you and I, we've been preparing for this for so long. I think you're ready.
I mean, and I think they honestly came out to that battle royal because they saw just some of the stuff that we've been working on together. And I think it threw them off a little bit. I honestly think it did.
I had a chance to look back at some of the highlights from that battle royal, and I saw some of what you ladies were pulling off. And I have to say, I was really, really impressed with it. I have been advocating for you girls to get a shot to be in there with the men, because I've seen the work you both put in. I have seen the dedication you both have. And let's be honest, it's time for a change, and I think that is a change that needs to happen, and it needs to happen soon, and Nate Pelly needs to realize that.
The good news is he did not challenge us being in the Battle Royal, so hopefully there's not going to be any other shenanigans coming up anytime soon.
one can hope on that front, and I think you ladies deserve all the opportunities in the world presented in this company and outside this company, because let's face it, you've shown you can hang with the boys. You're going to prove it again tomorrow night, because I really, really am looking forward to watching somebody knock that smirk off their snarky faces that those girls have, because let's face it, they're a little arrogant. Well, no, they're a lot arrogant.
I was gonna say a little bit.
I was trying to be polite, but let's cut the niceties. They're a lot arrogant, and I truthfully think they're afraid of what's going to happen when they step in that ring tomorrow night. I think there's a part of them that really, they've been able to get the upper hand by using underhanded tactics, blindsiding, and everything else. Well, tomorrow night, that ends. You ladies are prepared. You know what to look for. You expect the unexpected from them, which I think gives you an advantage. And I think they're looking past it to an extent.
You know,
and I pray to God that is a downfall.
They've laid Nikki out while I was gone. And, yeah, I will tell you, there is not many people in the wrestling business that have had me up on their shoulders and taken me down like Big Rex did. That is a very short list. But I will say that there's no reason why they don't call me Big Mama. And I promise you that I'm bringing every single bit of that to Big Rex tomorrow night. And I'm certainly going to throw that right into Adam Swayze's face. And I'm pretty sure Nikki's got a really hot fire that she's going to be throwing into there, too.
You know, I have
no doubt.
Oh, yeah,
in a match like this, there's no holding back.
NWF Army, make sure you join us tomorrow night, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. The doors open at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. bell time. Come out. It's up in the afternoon. Come out that night. Watch some hot, hot wrestling action. Make sure you come out. You support Big Mama. You show Nikki Victory some love. Watch all the great action as the future stars and the superstars of the Northern Wrestling Federation are under one roof for the first time on a show at Bone Crushers, where anything can happen and normally does. Nikki and Big Mama, I want to thank you both for being on here tonight. I look forward to seeing you both kick some ass tomorrow night. And I look forward to what the future holds, because I have a feeling it's very bright for both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on the show, ladies. Ace Diamond.
Ladies, thank you for being on the show. Well, Ms. Callie, that was a very interesting interview.
Absolutely. With the superstars of the Northern Wrestling Federation, it's always an interesting time. You know that.
Absolutely. And like you said, I see bright things in the future for those two ladies.
The future is bright both for them, for the stars, and the future stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation. So check it out tomorrow night, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. Remember I said doors open at 6, 7 p.m. bell time. That is 7 p.m., not 7:30, 7 o'clock.
As much as I would love to be there, unfortunately, I am not going to be able to make it. But I encourage absolutely everybody to come out and check out this show. Get there early because, you know, that building fills up fast.
Absolutely. Get there as early as you can. You get yourself the best seats in the house. Of course, I don't think there really is a bad seat at Bone Crushers, but make sure you get there early. If you want front row, be there when the doors open.
Absolutely.
It is definitely
well,
first Callie, come, first serve. Go ahead.
I think that's about all we got to say for tonight. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. And have a good night.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Big Mama and Nikki Victory again, and I want to thank Miss Callie. And be sure to tune in this Friday night at 11:30 p.m. Have a good night, everybody.